For those of you that couldn't hear the question, basically it's that this gentleman, just as soon as he got on the call, just immediately said, you know, give me the name of the company, give me the specifics, be real quick about it, right? Absolutely, you're going to have those. If you haven't had that enjoyment yet, you can count on it. When you've been around the industry for a long time, you've seen it all right? In other words, I have seen where the absolute toughest jerks end up being your top producer in your business, representing 70% of your entire income. Okay, I've seen it. All right, I know it happens. And so that's the reason that I handle things probably different than most trainers will stand up and tell you. All right? For those of you who were not on the greeting call, the most important mentality, mindset, attitude, space, however it is that you call it, that what you need to have in your head when you get on a call is sincere desire to help them. If you've got anything else occupying your head, then it's going to distract you. All right, and it's going to send you down the wrong path. So if you've got in your head, if this person's a jerk, I'm going to hang up on them first. Okay, it's going to mess you up down the line somewhere. I'm just going to tell you that. Having that kind of an attitude never helped me. Thinking that, boy, if this person's interested, I'm going to make a lot of money. That doesn't help me either. Okay? It's greedy, right? And a person can see right through it. In other words, every single thing other than sincere desire to help that prospect. When that is there, then you will eventually, and I say that with almost pleading that you're patient enough to see this one through, that you will get that prospect to come around and see that you are genuinely interested in helping that person. All right, so when that mindset is in there, right, and let's suppose that we were back on the line, and you know, quite honestly, you probably handled it correctly given the situation. They throw you off guard like that, and I can tell you what I might have done, but it doesn't change anything because you were in the heat of battle and you had to answer it the way you felt right. So don't second guess it that you probably handled it wrong or anything. Just try something different next time. So somebody hops right on and they say something like that, then what I would do is I would pick up my pace really, really high, and I would say, oh gosh, man, I can hear in your voice that you're really, really in a hurry, and perhaps now's not a good time for us to talk, because I sincerely want to help you get to where you want to go, and I don't think that I can do it as fast as I feel like you're urging me to do it in. Would you mind rescheduling? All right, so what that does is that puts the importance back in there. You let the person know that you're genuinely interested in helping them. Okay? And so that would be just kind of like on a hot seat, how I would have handled that a little bit differently. If he says, no, go ahead right now, and then I would say, well, let me ask you a real quick question. What is it specifically that you're looking for? All right? Because if you shoot right straight to the chase, if you will, then I'll be able to nix this call or say, hey, this is worth pursuing. Okay? Because I kind of know what I got on my end. So that might be another way to handle that.